fan. I'm going with Championship. From now on, you got Chip.
What the hell is Champion about?
Don't worry about it.
No, I mean...
Season just started. I'm already there. Let's go. You got Chip.
That's irrelevant.
Oh, my gosh. Got the dog.
Got Bo.
Shorty P.
Boys. My daddy once told me that before you get into business with people, friends or not, you need to know who you're getting into business with. And I jumped into this with you boys. And today,
this is business?
Well, we could treat it that way. Today, I started looking into you guys a little bit.
Background checks.
Uh-oh. I did.
Really?
I started doing, yes, that's a good way to put it, background checks.
Gotcha.
I went to the source, so to speak.
Digging dirt.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
So we'll get into it later because right now I'm probably still a little bit too upset about what I found out today.
Grinders?
Really? Oh, bro. You don't want to keep. You don't want to play the guessing game. You don't want to play the guessing game.
We're gonna have to take this off air. It sounds like.
No. It's all on air.
Oh,
the
shit.
Audience.
Yeah, we're a public airwave.
Oh wow.
They need to know.
They need to know.
So
they're gonna know,
gentlemen. You know where I want to start today. Let's ask a simple question first. I asked you, dog, outside. If you had to rate the game out of 10. Give me a first half rating and a second half rating for the Bucks Cowboys game. Bucks performance, first half, 1 out of 10.
Bucks with a C, right? Not with a K.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
I'll go 7 first half, 8 second half.
7 and 8. And like I said, I think I would agree with that. I think that's good. They definitely have plenty of room for improvement.
Me?
Bo?
Coming out of the gates. First half, I don't know, I didn't really. I'd say they let me down, so I'm gonna say 6.
Yeah,
they let me down a little bit.
That's fair.
Regardless, to say it's just not how the whole season's gonna be, but they definitely need to clean up some stuff. They finished. They finished.
So you think they finished stronger?
They finished strong. I'd say about an 8.
About an 8. Okay, so everybody's good at an 8.
They won, so I mean,
did you even watch the game?
I did, but you know,
I want you to know it's some bullshit. Honestly, you got 123 points on FanDuel, but we'll get into that too. Go ahead.
I honestly, I wasn't that disappointed. I thought they looked a little tired. But
who looked tired?
Tired? It was week one.
Yeah, well.
Tired
of
what?
There ain't no fatigue running right now. This ain't that time to be fatigued. If you're fatigued, you're in big trouble.
Fatigued in week one.
Why we're on.
The pros can take a little time off, man. They don't play at their best every single game, man. I wish it was true. I wish they could. I mean, they get paid millions of dollars.
It's not that they didn't perform. They performed. My thing was the defense.
I
wanted more pressure.
Do you think that they were missing a lot of calls?
Yeah, a lot of holds.
But that's one thing. I'm not going to sit here and complain about a flag. It does change the outcome of the game, but I mean, I'm not going
to. When guys are tackling offensive linemen straight down to hit the quarterback, that means the offensive lineman is holding the defensive player. And I've seen that.
Every play,
it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, it happened a lot. No flag thrown is
you
no
think
flag
Chris
thrown.
Chris Godwin's was a.
No, his arm didn't fully extend.
The guy was all over him. If anything, it should have been defensive passing.
He lost his footing. How is that his problem?
You cannot touch the receiver 10 yards after.
I would love to ask a Cowboys fan this question.
Yeah, you just can't win every game, boy. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
And
we call Cowboys 95.
They won, if you didn't know.
We call the Cowboys 95.
I'm talking about like as far as like people like fucking playing a game, man. You know, these things happen. I mean, if I watch the game,
without a doubt. I'm not taking what I think like this is how our season. Our team's not going to be together until about week 8 or 9. This is all preseason in Brady's eyes.
I hope you're still wrong blown away about what like, you just said right there.
What?
I hope it's not week 8.
I'm not
or
saying they're going to look like no, it's just how it was last year. You got to find that click, you got to find that rhythm, and it's not going to happen in the first couple weeks. It's just not. It's a whole new season. It might be the same group of guys, but it's a whole new year. You got other teams you got to scheme out for. It's not just going to come into play again, and they know that.
Our defense could have a field day this weekend.
Yeah, they need it.
It could get exposed. I mean, I hate to say it, but we're without one of our starting safeties. We're out with one of our starting corners.
Whitehead's coming back.
Yeah.
Did they say he's playing this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Murphy Bunning is out, right?
Yeah, he's out for like 4 to 6 weeks.
A couple weeks. That looked worse than what it was going to be.
Well,
who was that guy we had on the air just a while back that on the show that got screwed up? But, I mean, he told us that basically there was a huge click that was going to happen here with the Bucks. What happened there?
What do you mean?
He said like they were going to be on point.
Well, they will eventually. That's what I was just saying. Like it's going to take a couple games to get
it's
rhythm.
It's the mental plays where we had over 100 yards in penalties. You usually don't win those games. You have four turnovers.
You
usually don't win those games.
Costly fumbles.
But
costly fumbles.
Figured out a way to win, which that's
good
what
teams
a
do.
Super Bowl or championship team, that's what they do.
So even though we played bad, you think we won?
We did win.
We did win.
You still think that's a win?
That's a win.
It's a win.
That's a win.
I thought you're sitting here talking about like whether or not like you'd rate their play. So I mean, even if they won the game, didn't they still lose though? If they played bad in your
No. You take that W. Run with it.
A win's a win.
I would consider it an ugly win, I guess, if you want to say. But I wouldn't even call it really an ugly win. It's week one. It's the opening night. I mean, there's jitters all over. There's jitters through Brady.
Now, see, I believe that.
Years prior, you would. The Bucs would lose that game.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without Brady, they lose that game.
And there's no way that a Buccaneer would do, a quarterback would be burning the clock to count on a kicker.
No, there's one.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on that victory, here's a little fact for the day. Bucs will seek ninth consecutive win while scoring 30-plus points on Sunday, which would establish an NFL record currently held by the Patriots in 2007 and 2010. Guess who the quarterback was?
Brady.
Can we imagine?
So we need.
I was thinking going back to last season. Yeah, we've won we've run nine in a row. Going back
this
to last season,
number nine.
Three playoff games. We had.
I think it
four.
That was nine.
Yeah, that was nine.
Might have been.
Yeah.
I might.
No, so I was reading this article on FanSided, and it's talking about Bruce Arians has to be messing with the Falcons. So it's saying that Bruce Arians has no love. For Ronald Jones,
and what
he—that's what they're saying. That
he already
rips,
announced him as a starter.
Yeah, he's already.
I know, but he did the same thing this past week. He was like for play. It's like he also had the fumble, Rojo, which Bruce Arians won't tolerate. Apparently,
you can't tolerate that.
If you cause a fumble, blah blah blah, or if you have a fumble, excuse me, you're directly out the game. Period. That's just the standard,
especially the first carry.
Yeah. But it's saying
who is this coming from? What is this?
It's called it's FanSided. It's just another play. As anyone who has watched Tampa Bay Buccaneers games the last two seasons knows, Bruce Arians is not exactly in Ronald Jones fan club. It doesn't appear that Arians tries to hide the disdain either.
Oh my God!
No, he's just a straightforward coach. If you'd ask me for my own,
if Bruce Arians did not want Ronald Jones in that locker room, Ronald Jones ain't in that locker room. Yeah. That's simple as that. You're not going to tell me like if Arians had a problem with him around, he would be gone. There's a reason why Jameis is gone. Like, Rojo is a running back. Like, that guy's fucking full of malarkey.
I knew you couldn't go. You didn't even go 7 minutes without bringing up Winston. I just want to point that out.
What does that matter?
Because, bro.
We lost him a couple years ago. Why?
Let it go.
It's gone.
Stop talking about it.
This guy. It just grinds his gears.
It does. Yeah.
Just because of the game he had Sunday, which I think
this is crap.
He had one long throw. Everything else was 10
yards. As he was up 31-3, I mean, shit, it's a blowout at that point.
Come on. He was acting like that.
Rats off to him.
He was acting like that was the best team that he's ever played for.
So
Green Bay, we demoralized Green Bay. If he doesn't, you know, what we did to them in their house, and Aaron Rodgers said, no, I don't need no offseason workouts with my offense. We'll be clicking right away.
Not
look
much.
What happened when their whole team is falling apart. Not that team, much. I'm telling you what, that team is going to finish in dead last in the NFC North.
I think
they'll finish dead last.
Bears. So.
We gave up 451 yards in Thursday's game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The second highest total the defense has allowed since the start of last season.
Yeah.
It was.
That was not expected from their offense.
But the sad thing is they didn't even run the ball. All they did was throw it.
Yeah.
They threw it all over us.
And they're saying they exploited us through short passes out there.
Well, I would say more mid-range than short, but yeah, I mean, they exposed our corners.
Cooper was a problem.
Yeah, well, when you got somebody like, I mean, that's what I was worried about going into the season. I mean, our safeties are good, but our corners are just, they're weak. And I mean, if we can't get to the quarterback and make him move.
We didn't really have our corners.
When Dak was moving, Dak couldn't complete the passes. When Dak had time to throw, Dak would complete passes. That's what it boils down to.
I would agree that our cornerbacks when you get to secondary and further down the depth chart, that yes, that is our weaker position.
I didn't see any blitzes either.
No, we didn't blitz at all till like the second half. And then when we started getting pressure, you saw Dak move out of that pocket, and then boom, you see overthrown ball. Boom, you see short ball. That's you got to create that pressure.
They're a hell of an offensive line, though. You got to give it to Dallas.
They played good. They played better than what I expected.
I'll tell you what, Zeke, he realized who 45 was.
Yeah.
They were colliding all night. Yeah. That was a good matchup.
So let's talk FanDuel.
Oh, jeez.
So I was challenged, by the way, by a fan of the show. He got 75 points. I got 151. Joel Ruiz?
Not sure who that is.
I don't know.
Not either, but he threw out an additional challenge. But I would like to talk about our
kind of curious how many points I got, you know.
Well, it came down to the wire.
Did it?
Not really. I called it like halfway through the late game.
I think he did too. Was it around like 1 or 2 points it was off by?
No, I was actually in the lead by a couple points, and then I looked who you had left, and I looked what the score was, and I looked who was playing, and I'm like, yeah, this is over.
Shorty P.
No, it was called Patrick Shorty Mahomes. So does that make him a Chiefs fan since he had Chiefs players on his team?
No, but it makes you a Saints fan.
No, it doesn't.
A Saints and Falcons fan.
That's like calling yourself a champion Saints after week one.
I had one Falcon on my team because
I thought you had Kamara.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You did have Kamara. You had Aaron Jones.
Who?
You.
He's a Packer. He's not a Saint, a Falcon.
I don't know, man. I just don't know. Panther? Sometime I really think you pull for Rodgers.
I don't get what you're getting at with that.
You can't pick players.
Dude, you
from pick, within the division.
You picked the Falcons to win last week.
You did.
In our picks.
When did I pick the Falcons?
Last week.
No, I did not. Against the Eagles?
Yeah.
No.
You did.
Whatever. So Shorty P finishes with 123.48. I come in a close second.
His second relief.
109.96.
After first place, does it really matter? Because you don't get anything.
It was a sleeper.
It's bragging rights.
I was the sleeper.
Bragging rights for what?
Bo comes in at 104.66. That is exactly fine.
It might have won a bell 0-0-0 because it doesn't matter.
And Dog finishing with 82.62. What the hell happened to you, Dog? 82 points?
Yeah, well.
Tough day.
Real tough day.
What'd I do Saturday?
You were in the league.
What'd I do Saturday? One
time, I set that up at a.
No, you were never in the league.
Oh, don't do that.
I didn't really.
Shorty P already rolled his one for this weekend.
That's cool. That's
can't change it. As soon as you said it, you can't change it.
That's rookie mistake right there.
My players will evolve. They will not get injured. They will
rookie mistake. Oh, let's see. So let's go through the teams. Dog had Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, like I said.
Okay, yeah.
You
had
a Falcon, Calvin Ridley. You had Jerry Jeudy, Chase Claypool.
And I had Rodgers. What did he get, 1 point?
One point. You know, he was.
He got 3.32 points.
So.
Claypool's a favorite amongst us, gentlemen.
That's the thing with fantasy is you're guessing what a player is going to do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make you knowledgeable or less knowledgeable. It's Shorty P's first time doing it, and he takes the cake. Well, it's all a guessing game at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You can really break it down and get strategy into it.
Me and Bo had a lot of the same players.
Yeah. Well,
now when I win on Sunday, they're gonna have to.
Huh?
When I win on Sunday, though.
What'd you say? Win on Sunday.
When I win, and then I win next Sunday.
What are you gonna win?
And then the Sunday after that.
What are you winning?
I'll have the most points again, man.
I doubt it.
I doubt that.
That's not gonna happen.
You'll win the season with the most points.
No.
You'll win $200.
Hey, no. So you got $5 put in your account from that win?
I did.
That's bonus.
I went and grabbed a coffee.
That's crap.
I went and grabbed a coffee, and I was worried about a coffee.
Did you get a venti or a latte or what do they call?
I got a grande over.
Oh
at
shit!
Starbucks.
He may have went over that $5.
I thought we were talking
just
about
under $5.
I still got that 95 in mine. I thought we were playing for the pot for $200, $50 ahead, right?
Yeah, winner take all at the end. Is it most points or is it total wins?
Did you guys put in your 50?
Yeah, we had to. Oh,
okay, cool.
So what it's probably...
He probably withdrawled it, took it out, closed the season, COVID, can't do it.
It's just breaking it off weekly, giving you $5 to the winner, because at the end of the season, it'll be gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
right now, Shorty P sitting in first place, 13 points ahead.
On the team, appreciate that.
God, I can't believe that. First,
it was tasty. It was.
Beginner's luck.
Dude, there was a lot of upsets this week.
There was. Let's go through that real quick because I am winning in this category.
Here we go. It's on a spreadsheet in his computer, saved with no proof that he made the picks.
Just so I'm sure, if I win again, like, is like, just if
you'll
I
get
win,
another.
You get that means you have two wins.
Forget about the money for a second.
But
if I win and I come back here next week on Wednesday and we've got another show going, I mean, is it beginner's luck again?
If my imaginary friend would make burgers, then we could talk.
What is
as
this
many weeks as
next?
You win is how long beginner's luck runs for.
Wow.
I want you. Okay, here's the challenge.
He said, "Wow."
Oh my God. He said,
"I want you to name me."
Three players
look
that
away
you had.
From your computer.
He said, look away, man.
And name me five Buccaneer players that are not Brady or Gronk.
Oh, what is that? God. That doesn't mean anything.
He eliminates a bunch of players.
He doesn't.
Just name me five players other than Brady and Gronk.
All right.
So you should have him name five video games, too.
Right? There you
I
go.
I could do that easily.
Five video games that you don't see your kids play that are on a computer.
Donkey Kong, Pitfall,
no,
Pac-Man,
no, wrong,
Asteroids, Centipede.
Yeah, that's ones that like came out in like this century, not 70 or 80, 66. What is
he
it? 56.
And don't name any popular ones either. So forget about Fortnite and all those and all that shit. You know,
fair enough.
I admit I am not the smartest player when it comes to the names and the positions and everything. But damn it, I pick the players that look good and they win for me.
Yeah, had 80 points between two guys.
Hey, look, but I can't name those two guys. Those are two guys I can't name.
You really can't name those two?
He's telling me I can't.
Can you?
I can, but he said
name
I can't. Him. He said I can't name Gronk. He said I can't name Mahomes. He said I can't name anybody else.
What's the other guy?
Well, Mahomes isn't a Buccaneer.
What's the other guy that Mahomes was thrown to?
What are you talking about?
The guy that was on your team. He had two tutties in the second half. He's the reason why you won. Don't know. What the fuck is that? What are you doing?
He knows I need all the help in the world, man. He's just trying
that's
to
so
help
bad
me out.
That you well, can't name the players that you picked.
I tried to say it was irrelevant, and then you want to go to Stevie over here and talk, and then but now you can't even name that tight end.
I can't, but I can still win.
What if I give you his initials?
I might get it.
TK.
I still probably can't.
He has a brother.
No, he doesn't.
Also in the league. Yeah,
does he?
No.
You seen that Nike came out with a new shoe called the Pete Carrolls?
Oh, did you see the new?
Chip, I know you like those.
Stop! Did you
those are the dad starter pack.
Nikes that came out today.
You're cutting the grass in those.
He ain't cutting the grass.
No, you're not.
Did you see the video that Tom came out with? I think it was Monday, Victory Monday. He makes a little prep speech. It was on. It was. I don't know where I saw it, but anyways, in the background.
No, it was. It was for this week's game.
But he talks about last week getting prepped for this week. But in the background, you see in the bottom thing, you see the time was 3:28. Who they play this week?
Falcons.
What happened last time Brady's played the Falcons? 3-28.
3-28.
Is that a troll?
No.
Or is that just, did he just is? I mean, come on now.
I mean,
it kind of is because he's kind of savage on his social media.
I don't think I have the picture of it. Let me see if I can find it.
All right. So, do you guys want to go through these picks?
Sure.
Real quick, and then we'll pick for week two real quick. All right. Obviously, Cowboy Bucks. Everybody took Bucks. Green across the board. You were the only ones to take the Falcons. Bills, you two took. I took Steelers. I took Bengals, and so did Bo. And you took Vikings. Everybody took 49ers. We took Cardinals. You took Titans. We took Seahawks. He took Colts. We took the Chargers, dog. He took football team. I actually took,
who won that one? Chargers
took
or
the Jets? Yeah, Chargers did. I actually took the Jets, and so did you, dog. And then he took the Panthers, of course. Jaguars, you guys took. I took the Texans. You and I took the Browns and lost against the Chiefs. We took the Patriots and lost against the Dolphins. We all took the Packers and lost. Him and I took the Broncos over the Giants and won. And Rams over Bears. Oh, yeah. And then we all took the Ravens, and, of course, they lost to the Raiders.
You know what, man?
What?
We played our hearts out that night.
Yeah. 5-11 for you, dog.
That's cool.
9-7 for you. 11-5 for me.
And what about Shorty P? Oh,
he
I guess
didn't even
I,
ma- he didn't even
I guess it just doesn't count then.
I didn't make
might as well scratch
that
week out since there's only four of us here.
Picks.
Okay.
No, those were the picks before preseason too.
That was before I was in it.
All right, let's go through it real quick. Giants at football team tomorrow night.
Huh?
Anybody taking the Giants? I am.
No, hell no. Redskins.
You're taking the Redskins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your fault.
Man. Yeah, I said it, world. Redskins.
I'm taking the...
And I'm unvaccinated.
Football team.
Jeez. You're taking the football team, too? Yeah. Interesting. That'll be.
You're taking the Giants?
Hell yeah. Okay, Raiders and Steelers. Remember that little laugh.
Raiders and Steelers. Ooh, that's going to be a barn burner.
I'm taking the Steelers.
I took the Raiders.
Is it at Oakland or
Steelers? At Steelers.
Terrible Steelers towels.
For sure.
All right.
What about you, Short? Are you giving your answers too?
Steelers, I said.
Who did you go with on Giants and football team?
What's that?
Who did you go with the Giants against the football team tomorrow night?
Washington football team.
Yeah.
I think I went Washington.
Okay. 49ers at Eagles.
Niners.
Same here.
49ers. San Francisco always has been a good team for me.
They put up some points last week.
Bo's going to take the Eagles.
No. I'll probably just keep it even. Go Gold Diggers.
Texans at Browns. I took Browns.
Brownies.
Cleveland, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Broncos, Jags. I took the Bronx.
Yeah.
I'm taking.
You're not taking Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos.
Denver, yep.
Panthers, Saints. I refuse to go with the Saints, so I will even take the loss if I have to and call the Panthers.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Is it at Carolina?
It is at Carolina.
Or is it back in Jacksonville?
No, Jacksonville plays at home this week.
I'm kidding.
Carolina.
I'm going Saints.
I'm going Carolina.
I'm
going
to go Carolina too. Why not?
I want.
Sam Darnold, they didn't look
Rams
too bad.
Rams at Colts. I'm taking the Rams.
Rams.
Colts.
I'm taking the Rams.
I'm from Indianapolis, man.
Colts look like shit.
Bills at Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I know Bills looked rough, but I'm taking them.
Yeah, I'm going
taking Bills.
Bills. Bills.
You're taking the Dolphins? All right.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys hear who passed away?
Who?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Very sad. He battled cancer for 9 years privately.
I didn't even know that.
Nobody did. He's privately for 9 years. He's one of the best SNL guys ever. He played Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson.
That's Burt Reynolds. That's one of my favorite acts.
Patriots at Jets. Taking Patriots?
Nope, Jets.
I'm taking Patriots.
Yeah, Pats, dude.
Yeah, definitely Patriots.
You can't keep changing like that.
What?
Dude, first thing you say is what I'm putting down.
No, it's not.
Bengals at Bears. Bengals.
Ooh. I think the Bears. I think they're going to start. I think they're going to see Fields. Bears with Fields is dangerous. They don't want to play for fucking Andy.
I think Joe's going to get shook with Cleo Mack coming at him and Raekwon Smith. I'm going Bears.
Bengals.
The best.
All right, everybody's taking the Bucks. If you're not, you need to leave the room.
High rise.
Vikings at Cardinals. I'm taking Cardinals.
Gods. Kyler looks like he's on a fucking roll this year.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going Cardinals.
Cards, yep.
You?
Cards, I already said cards. Yeah.
Okay.
Poker?
Hey, watch yourself. Seahawks.
Gah.
Titans coming to town.
Huh. Sea chickens.
In Seattle?
Seattle doing anything?
Yeah, I'm going Seattle.
Seattle looked good last week.
Good last week.
Russ looked good.
Tannehill.
Cowboys at Chargers.
Chargers. Nah, Cowboys.
Definitely Cowboys.
I went Chargers.
I hate the Cowboys, but
I'm going Chargers too. Nice. I hate the Cowboys.
Same here.
Family team, man.
Chiefs at Ravens. I took Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going Patty with them.
Yep.
I like the name Chiefs, so I'm gonna go there.
And Monday Night Football being Lions at Packers.
Pass.
Lions at Packers?
Draw. Tie.
Yeah, hell of a Monday night game.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna go Lions.
I'm going Green Bay.
Lions.
But
I'm
going
Detroit.
I will not pick Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. I'm so glad I didn't.
I've never had him in fantasy. Ever.
I know. I was gonna draft him this year and they got him before me. Completely fine.
No, that guy's gonna he looks like shit.
No, he'll light it back up. He'll
get, I don't know. Coach gonna get fired. He's gonna get traded.
Has anybody here ever had gold teeth?
Gold teeth?
Yeah.
Yep. I did. I had six at the top.
Six at the top?
Six at the top. What to do?
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
What do you mean what happened?
What the fuck did you have gold teeth for?
I was ghetto, man.
He melted.
Did you go through a gangster phase?
He melted them down too.
You melted them down?
No. I traded them for a pawn shop for a necklace.
What is this question?
You took them to a pawn shop and traded your teeth, your gold teeth?
Yeah, all they did was melt it down.
No, the guy put them in his
grill. You can't do that. Yeah. They were molded.
this dude? So why wouldn't you still have him then if you got him?
No, it was I was like 18.
There's a 4-man scooter race downtown, really, and I was thinking that we could sign up.
And that's no, I traded him for a necklace.
Our buddy Jay about
he gave me value of what it was worth for a necklace.
Lined up
wasn't
for
anything
a,
big
for a nice 4-man scooter race, and it came up that Bo isn't very good on scooters.
Scooter race?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently, you have a rough time on scooters, from what I understand.
Scooters?
Yeah. Like mopeds.
What do you mean?
Apparently something came up in your background check, man.
My background
check? Do you have a problem with scooters? Wrecking scooters? Did you ever wreck a scooter?
I fell on a scooter at a cemetery.
Did you?
Is that what Josh told you? Yeah, actually.
He told me a lot of stuff today.
You ran away from home? I had the moped and I called Josh. I met with him at the cemetery. We were drinking and smoking. And
at
the
cemetery?
Yeah, and I rode it all the way. And on my way out, I was going to this girl's house over by Azalea, and I took the corner, and I took it too wide, and I fucking laid it down. So then when I finally got over to her house, I called Josh. He was laughing his ass off, of course.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then I had her take care of me, and then she bandaged it up, and then off I went.
Well, I heard it's not the only thing you rolled.
I rolled a car.
I heard about that,
Tequila
too.
Sunrise.
Rolled SUV.
What the fuck is this, dude?
What?
Is this a roast?
No, it's not.
I'll admit to everything I've done.
No, it's a okay. background.
Well, then
I don't drink Tequila Sunrise
this
anymore.
This one I can't believe you did. This one.
I bet you I can.
I can't believe you did this.
Let me see if I can guess it.
Any truth to sometimes when you would go play golf, you would do very well, as Jay said, on the front nine. But when you got to the back nine, you would tee off, and then you would line up a few other balls and just start swinging them
into
different directions?
Why not, dude? Just getting it all out.
Oh, my.
I think our buddy Barnes was in the golf cart, and we're trying to hit him with balls. And then he would drive away, and then we'd drive away, and he'd line up and try and hit us. It's young, dude. What do you expect?
I heard a lot today.
Not you want me to? I'll dig. Okay. Just wait for next week. I have Chip's conclusions of his whole 45 years.
50. He just jumped you up.
I've already messed with Dog about his fishing prowess and stuff like that. And Jay literally said that, you know, Dog doesn't really have a lot of stories when we were growing up about, you know, him doing goofy ass shit or fucking ups, but he did say that you lay this claim that you are probably one of the best cast netters to ever.
He can throw a net.
Look at the face. Look at the ad. That says
it
all.
It does look like he's pretty sure of it.
Pretty cocky.
I mean, you want to throw a 12, a 10, an 8, a 14? Like, what do you want to do? Yeah. You want to be on a boat. You want to throw it while it's flat calm. You
off the seawall. Waves. Off the dock.
While there's wind. Off the dock.
Whatever, you're there.
You should see it.
In a tight situation.
Sounds like he's well-versed there, Chip.
I threw last night. My buddy just put a trolling motor. I went fishing last night. And he put a trolling motor on his deck. So you can't really stand up on the deck. I had to stand inside. And it was raining last night. And I threw it at the bridge. And four times we had enough bait to go fishing for a couple
The best hours. Is when you go to the tripod, which is offshore, maybe a mile, 2 miles.
Someone hit it.
Yeah.
Really? Somebody ran into it?
Oh, they did?
But you got four boats lined up. You got current. You got everything going around. He stands on the deck. I don't know how. I feel like he's going to fall off every time. He stands up there, throws a net, full of bait, and gone.
And these guys are driving around like with their bottom machine looking for bait. I'm just looking at the current, which way the tide's moving.
The best is he's facing forward. He has the net in his mouth, and he yells at us what to do. And my dad's like, what the fuck, where you want me to go?
I don't put the net in my mouth anymore.
No.
I used to.
Oh, you don't do that?
No, I gave that up about 5 years ago.
Well, I found out a lot more about all of you guys, but I really don't want to throw it out here on the air.
What? I don't care, dude.
No, yeah, you would.
This is an unvaccinated show. Oh, sorry, Shorty B.
Oh, jeez.
Unvaccinated show. Let me ask you guys a quick question. What's your most, before I give you guys the forum for your raise time, what is your most, who was the most impressive week one? Which NFL team of the games that you saw, highlights you saw, was the most impressive? Cardinals. I agree.
Cardinals.
100%. Most impressive.
Of week one?
Yeah.
Derek Carr pulling that game off Monday night.
That was a good one, too. What was the worst?
If Lamar doesn't fumble, though, there's like
obviously, we're
going to
say Aaron Rodgers.
I'll say Packers.
What? Awful performance?
Worst performance of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest disappointment by far.
So is there a team out there that you would say if someone said, hey, what is your least favorite team? What team in the NFL could you borderline hate?
Cowboys.
Cowboys for you?
Hate?
Hate Cowboys.
Cowboys would definitely be up there. So would the Patriots. So would Green Bay.
Mine's Saints all day.
I mean, it's every team besides the Bucs.
Saints all
Saints,
day.
That's a given. That's a division rival.
I can't stand it because they signed Winston.
And in my 32 years of life, I've seen the Bucs lose to every team, and I hate every team the Bucs lose to.
If he beats the Patriots, that means Brady's effectively beat every team.
That's Tom Brady, though.
Yeah. Hey, he's a Buck when he did it.
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
I definitely want that one.
What else did I want to talk to you guys about? You guys got any trivia or anything tonight?
I got high or low.
10, 15 minutes ago. You got high or low?
High or low.
Well, I have trivia, but I think this is what I'm going to do every week as a piece of our trivia. I'm going to give you a last game trivia.
Last game?
Yep, Bucks Cowboys trivia.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be honest right now. I'll admit I went to scores after the third quarter.
What?
You heard me.
You went to scores?
After the third quarter. I was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. Let's keep it honest.
Yeah, if you went there, you were. All right. Most yards by a receiver. Who was it?
Amari Cooper?
No, for the Bucs.
Oh, for the Bucs. I thought you were talking about. You said last game.
Was it?
Or it could have been Chris Godwin, but I think it was AB.
You think it was AB?
I'm pretty sure
it was Godwin.
That is correct. Was it more or less than 118 yards?
For what, AB?
Uh-huh.
Even.
That's incorrect.
Less.
That is incorrect.
Obviously more than.
119.
And is it more or less than 6 receptions?
More.
Okay.
Less.
Less.
Okay, less it was. It was 5. Most yards as a running back for a Buck.
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Brady.
This is all about the first game.
I want to say
That was Fournette. Rojo got pulled.
I want to say Rojo had like 30 yards, though.
Mm-mm.
And then Fournette had like 11 or something like that. Something stupid.
No, Rojo had like 5 carries. He didn't do anything, did he?
It was Lenny Fournette. Was it more or less than 29 yards?
More.
Less.
More.
It was more. And was it more or less than 11 carries?
I think it was less.
Less?
More.
More. 12 carries.
It was less. It was 9. Huh. All right. Brady. Total. Tom Brady. Yards.
347.
More or less than 370.
More.
374.
378.
379. Very good. All right. Suck up field goal. Was it more or less than 34 yards?
More.
Less.
I think it was 33 to win it.
It was 36.
Oh, 2 yards out.
Defense. Which player had the most tackles?
White.
White or David with 11 or 10?
That is correct. David had 11. White had 10. However, David had 5 solo tackles, and out of White's 10, 8 were solo tackles.
So he had more tackles.
No, he did not.
He had more solo tackles. That's a tackle. Can't consider a half tackle a tackle.
Dude, you got to stop. Just because you're wrong.
That's not wrong.
Team fumbles more or less than 3?
Less.
He had 2 picks and 4 turnovers less.
I don't remember more than that.
Which players had the turnovers?
Tom had a couple.
Brady, Godwin, and Fournette. Well, no, that was a pick.
The fumbles, I'm saying.
Godwin fumbled and Rojo fumbled.
Very good. And that's it for me. Okay. What you got?
You go. You go. Hogo. Bogo.
The Buccaneers beat Atlanta twice in the last 3 weeks of the 2020 regular season.
Okay.
Was Tom Brady's total passing yards in those 2 games higher or lower than 750?
In those 2 games.
Dang.
Higher.
I'm going to go higher, too.
Lower.
789.
Dang, right there.
Mike Evans has a team record of 61 career catches, touchdown catches, and more of those scores have come against the Falcons than any other opponent. Is Evans' TD total against the Falcons higher or lower than 10?
It is.
Wait, say it again?
He has 61 total career touchdowns. He has in Falcons, he has the most against. Is it higher or lower than 10?
Higher.
Lower.
Lower.
Mike Evans has 8 career touchdown catches against the Falcons. The Buccaneers opened the season by beating the Dallas Cowgirls 31-29, which is becoming a familiar score for Tampa Bay. Is the number of consecutives the Bucs have scored exactly 31 points higher or lower than four?
We just talked about this.
What's the answer?
Hold on. Say that again. Repeat that question again.
Is the number of consecutives the Bucs have scored 31 points higher or lower? Is exactly 31 points higher or lower than four? So they've...
31 points? Or
they've scored 31 points in consecutive games. Is that higher than lower than the number four?
Oh, higher.
Higher.
Incorrect. But you're only wrong by 1 point. The Bucks' last four game scores dating back to the 2020 Wild Card game is 31, 30, 31, 31, and 31.
That's why
they scored 30 in Green Bay. What do you mean?
You sunfishes.
That was a good one.
Sunfishes.
They've scored literally 123 points in their last four games. That's pretty good.
It's all trickery in these questions.
Yeah, it is. That was a trickery question.
It tricked me fucking trying to read it.
Right?
All right, dog, your turn.
Well, let's jump over to the Rays real quick. Yeah. Rays are 90-56. They did lose today to the Blue Jays.
Well, we started Kaká.
So what do we got, 16 games left then?
We just lost, like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, we lost to the Blue Jays 6-3 today. We got about, give or take 16 games left.
They need to go 10-6.
With Detroit, and they are offering $10 tickets.
Yes, they are.
I'll go.
$10. $10.
You'll go for an inning.
And they got Detroit, Blue Jays, Astros, and then Marlins and Yankees, and then finish up the season with them.
When's the last time you two went to a Rays game?
I went not too long ago. I went a couple weeks ago against the White Sox when we played.
I think it was last month. June or July. With all these restrictions and stuff,
you have a tough time.
Yeah.
Social distancing is key.
I guess.
We'll be at the Ray J, though.
Those Florida Gators.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this game Saturday.
Let's get on those guys real quick. So,
Before we do that, real quick, let me ask you one question. If we are up, let's call it 31-6.
On who?
At the end of the third quarter on the Falcons, would you prefer to let Brady pad it up and get a whole bunch of stats, keep going, or take him out and put in Trask?
Trask.
Yeah, obviously you would. I mean, 6 points to 31 at the end of the third. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard. But your defense is going to be the one that's going to be playing. Are you pulling defensive guys?
I would.
Can't. Nope. They got to finish.
No.
Brady's the only one you need to protect.
Why have these players get hurt maybe in the fourth quarter?
Okay, so, all right, so if the game,
Especially in the front line?
No. Defense, they got to play. You might take one out if they're, but no. Uh-uh. The only guy you're taking out is Brady. My eyes.
Really?
You got to finish that game, man.
You don't want to get Mickens some more time, Scotty Miller some more time, and save
I would
definitely. I mean, you'll throw certain packages out there, but I mean.
I would be sitting.
Cam Braid, O.J. Howard,
guys.
You're going to run the ball a lot. You're not going to air it out. You're going to run the clock out.
I'd let that rookie come in.
I don't know, man. That's just my opinion. But yeah, let's get back to the Gators, though.
So Saturday, they take on Alabama.
All right.
3:30 start.
At
the Swamp.
Win or loss?
It's going to be a tough one. I mean, we do have some faith with the dual quarterback role that's going on.
It shouldn't be dual, though.
yeah, I get it. But Coach Mullen said that he's got a playbook that he has yet to call a play from, and that he was saving just strictly for Alabama, because we did lose to Alabama last year.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad of a loss.
5 points, wasn't it? 6 points?
It was. Something granted, like they... was some sloppy time, but still. But yeah, so we got the kid AR-15 Anthony Richards.
Yeah.
He's the phenomenal one that everyone's talking about for the Gators. We did have a linebacker that went out. I think he broke his arm. He's gonna miss the rest of the season. Lightning are starting back up.
They are in a couple weeks.
Heard that all the staff inside there selling beers and whatnot. They had their orientation tonight. So that means we're getting closer and closer for Lightning. And yeah, we got a big Atlanta game coming up.
So wait a minute. So they have their orientation. So they're wide open like football then right now.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy too. Look at the games, and not one out of 10 people have a mask on at these games.
What?
at the football games.
They say they're recommended. They can't,
when they go
it's
and like
mandatory.
Do the fan and show the
no,
fans.
There's I mean there's some out there, but there's it's not really.
You two
I mean,
were masked up, weren't you?
Huh?
You two were masked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Double fisted.
Double fisted.
I
have your goggles on too.
Yeah.
These, goggles.
Like I said, like he said,
you
these guys
let that get
left,
in your eyes, man.
Yeah.
You know, by the third quarter, so I had two seats to myself. I had a Cowboys fan to my left. I got some video of him after, you know, we'd make a big play. I'd, oh,
he looked pretty
like
sad,
that?
Huh?
Yeah, he's smiling. We had a good time, though. But other than that, man, I lost my voice. Friday didn't have a voice.
That's typical.
Typical. My leg was hurting from
stomping
on the stands.
Nice.
Be ready to go.
We're 4 o'clock this weekend, right?
Yep.
Okay. And we are in Atlanta?
No, it's here.
Here? Oh, you guys are going, of course.
See,
oh,
yeah. See how everything
Stop.
Reflects back to him wanting to be in Atlanta?
That you laugh at?
That is true.
How do these people get a hold of us, dog?
Oh, man, you can hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, which Bo's really not active on Twitter. But if you want to text us,
it's all robots.
Text us at 727-388-1644 or give us a call anytime when we record Wednesday nights starting at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
7 Central.
7 Central.
6
Western.
844-542-4111. It's fun, boys. All right. Anything else for tonight? Are we good?
Go Rays.
Once
go Bucks.
Again, Shorty P leads the stack in FanDuel.
Whoa. There's no lead. It's just 1 week, man.
Man,
no,
it's
a whole season.
That ain't no lead.
And I'm still leading for the picks.
I guess.
Are you two going to participate?
Yeah.
Watch
Come
football?
Sunday.
Huh?
Come Sunday.
Okay. Don't forget I sent out your competition invites for FanDuel for next week and tomorrow night, too. I did one a quick one for tomorrow night.
What is this five-player thing?
It's a five-player
thing. Oh, Jesus.
Single game.
What the fucking Redskins and Giants? Yeah. Serious?
That's what makes it difficult.
I'm not even going to watch the game.
That's what makes it difficult.
I might watch a quarter and I'll fall asleep.
All right. You guys done?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Here to go.
Take it like a fan.
See you.